This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, smile, we have a bill that's horrible. No, we'll quit. We'll talk about the big, beautiful bill. Yes, that's going to be addressed tonight on the show. What's good? What's bad? Where it's at? Is it going to pass? We'll discuss that. Trump and Musk are throwing monkey poop at each other again publicly. We have yet another Hollywood flop because they tried to gay up your kids and you rejected it. You should feel good about that. We are going to discuss an absolutely frightening story briefly. In fact, I'm going to open up the show with that. We're going to talk about the children of American barons and why they turn out to be such garbage. New voters continue to elect Democrats. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And of course, we'll do emails and many, many other wonderful things. Now, I am not going to spend a long time on this, but I do feel the need to open the show with it. I understand the big story of the day is the air fingers quote, big, beautiful bill. I get that. And I understand that that's probably what I should lead the show with, but I don't feel like it because I don't feel like that is the most important thing. Don't get me wrong. It's very important. We are going to discuss it. We're going to discuss Trump and Elon. We are going to get to that here in a few. But there is something that's happening, already happened, and is still happening, that is so much more important and so much more frightening than even the national debt. The United States government taking its guns and aiming them at you. The United States government, mainly FBI, CIA, all the different three-letter agencies, deciding you're the enemy, conspiring with Democrats to destroy you. And they can destroy you. There's an article out in The Federalist. You're welcome to read it. You don't have to, but Nicholas Giordano wrote it. He's a really sharp guy, a professor. But here's the headline of the article. Documents show the Biden administration ginned up FBI investigations of law-abiding political opponents. Now, before I get into some of the nitty-gritty of this, just briefly, I'm not going to bore you with all of it. I want to remind you of something. I'm going to play something for you. Remember when you constantly got beaten over the face during Joe Biden's 4 years with this stuff?
Domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
White supremacists, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists trying to stoke fear in the hearts of New Yorkers.
From a terrorism perspective, I think domestic violent extremism is one of the greatest terrorism-related threats that we face.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
Why that? Why did they take that line? They had a purpose. Did you know that? And the purpose wasn't even necessarily about elections. Why would you take that line? Domestic extremism, domestic terrorism, of course, white supremacy. It almost didn't make sense. Why would you do that? Well, because they're communists, and communists do the exact same thing every single time they take government power. Every single time, there is no exception in human history to this rule. When communists take government power, they will find a way to legally justify sending the forces of government against their political opponents. Now, when I tell you that, you shrug your shoulders and say, yeah, I could totally see those Soviets doing that. Absolutely. East Germany, I'm sure that's what they did. Mao, that's exactly what he did. No, your government did it. Your president, your FBI, your CIA did it and are still doing it. Have you ever heard of the strategic implementation plan. Let me say that again since I screwed it up. The strategic implementation plan. You've never heard of it, have you? I would encourage you to look it up. I would encourage you to read it. I did. It's about 30 pages, 25, 30 pages. I read it a little bit earlier. It's one of the most terrifying things I've ever read in my life. So allow me to explain exactly what happened and why it's so terrifying. The Biden administration, I say the Biden administration because we all know it wasn't Joe Biden. Joe Biden was a cadaver sucking on his thumb in the back room while the communists around him did what they wanted. The Biden administration came up with the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. By the way, pause for a moment. I know these are a lot of big words. Don't let your eyes glaze over. I'm not going to stay on this forever, but it's really, really, really like critically important that we understand what they've done. The National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. Well, we now know because of documents that have been declassified. Well, I'll read it from the article right here. Recently declassified documents from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence show how the FBI and Department of Homeland Security respond to incidents of concerning non-criminal behavior, reinforcing concerns about the weaponized agencies opening probes on Americans who didn't break the law, weren't breaking the law. So allow me to set down all the nerd terms and national strategic this, because I can already tell you're bored, and I totally get that, and allow me to explain exactly what happened. The United States government under the Joe Biden communist regime, they started to work with Stanford, of all things. Stanford's Election Integrity Partnership is what it's known. And what they did was they tried to identify Americans who could potentially be domestic terrorists. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, oh, good, I would actually like to know if some jihadist is getting ready to set off a nail bomb in Times Square. Oh, but see, that's where you are so sorely mistaken. The terrorists they were hunting for were you. Let me ask you something. Did you ever, during COVID, did you ever question social distancing? School closures, the efficacy, what a great word. How about that, Chris? The efficacy of the vaccine. Did you, at any point in time, just asking, on social media or publicly, did you ever criticize the government and the government's response? Oh, you did? Well, you should know that there's probably already a file on you. Did you know that? The domestic terrorists they were after were people who were Catholic. They infiltrated the Catholic Church because of all this. People who questioned the government, criticized the government. The Biden administration produced a document. That document became an action item for America's national security agencies, law enforcement and spy agencies. What essentially it was the Biden administration handed a permission slip to the FBI and others to go after their political opponents, and they did it. And what you're listening to right here is them doing what communists have always done, prepping the public and making a legal justification for what was happening behind closed doors.
Domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
White supremacists, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists trying to stoke fear in the hearts of New Yorkers.
From a terrorism perspective, I think domestic violent extremism is one of the greatest terrorism-related threats that we face.
Did you know the FBI created threat tag systems to track Americans? Opening investigative files? What Americans? Well, did you ever show up at a school board meeting and get angry? You're on there. Do you have beliefs about marriage, maybe, that it's between a man and a woman? You probably have a file. This is not ancient history. Please don't sit there and think, well, Biden's gone. Who cares? We have Trump now. all this stuff is still in effect. Now, is Trump doing it? No, of course he's not doing it. Do you believe the FBI is still doing it under him, behind his back? Of course they are. DHS, the United States government, has been turned into the Stasi. Not it was turned, has been turned, is the Stasi. This is so much more dangerous than even the big crappy bill, than anything going on in the Middle East, Russia, Ukraine, China. The United States government has declared war on you, on free Americans who criticize them. That, if you truly understand the implications of that, is the most frightening thing on the planet by a mile. We'll continue this in a second.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. And yes, I'm going to get to the big, beautiful bill here in just a second. I didn't want to drag you down all night. But the fact the American taxpayer has been and is still paying for his censorship. He's paying for the FBI to open up files on him if he criticizes the government is horrifying. So allow me to explain very quickly, in case this is confusing, what makes this the scariest thing in the world. Let me ask you. Let me paint this picture for you. You're in your home. You're with your parents. Let's say you're a kid. You're in your home. You're with your parents. The doors are locked. Windows are shut. And there's a dangerous gang, Trende Aragua. Trende Aragua is circling around the outside of your home with weapons, announcing their intention to hurt you very badly. That's a dangerous situation, you would agree, right? I would agree. That's a dangerous situation, no question. Now, stop on that for a moment. Let's shift to a different scenario. You are inside of your home. The doors are locked. The windows are closed. You're in there with your parents, and your parents have just walked out of the living room with knives and guns in their hands, and they've announced their intention to hurt you very badly. Which situation is more dangerous to you? Obviously, the second one. I know there are outside threats. I know there are so many problems and so many things to be afraid of. But the entirety of human history shows when your own government, whatever kind of government it is, when your own government turns against you, decides to designate you as an enemy of the state, and then sends their guns after you, that is the situation that destroys lives by the million, ends lives by the million. And the communists and the Democrat Party did that to you. And I just want to briefly point this out. Trump is catching a lot of heat for saying a couple things, which he said earlier today. Things like this.
Was he given a pardon, Mayorkas?
He's talking about Alejandro Mayorkas.
Was he given a pardon, Mayorkas? Was he not?
I don't believe so.
Well, I take a look at that one, because what he did is it's beyond incompetence. Something had to be done. Now, with that being said, he took orders from other people, and he was really doing the orders. And you could say he was very loyal to them, because it must have been very hard for him to stand up and sit up and, you know, talk about what he allowed to happen to this country and be serious about it. So he was given orders. If he wasn't given a pardon, I could see looking at that. In fact, why don't you take a look at it, Crystal?
He's telling the Department of Justice to look into the former head of the Department of Homeland Security. Some people were cheering. Some people were cringing a little bit. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, that sounds gross. If Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, implemented a system where American citizens who criticized the government had files opened on them, Alejandro Mayorkas should go to prison for the rest of his natural life. And if you don't think so, you have no idea the dangerous situation you currently sit in. None. The rest of his natural life. Now, Trump's talking about what he did to facilitate the illegal invasion of the country. And he's not necessarily wrong about that either. But you cannot send too many communists in the government to prison, communists who've committed crimes like this. And let's be clear about something. These are crimes. They are a violation of your rights as an American citizen. You have rights. constitutional rights. And just because a bunch of scumbags in the government and scumbags in the legal system have decided you don't have these rights anymore and your rights can just be violated on a whim, that doesn't matter at all. You have rights here in the United States of America. We're about to celebrate Independence Day here in a couple days. Independence Day as a free country. Free country is not something you just say on Independence Day or while you're eating a hot dog at a baseball game. To be free actually has meaning. And the freedom means freedom from government coercion, from government intruding on your natural rights. The United States government does not have the right to intrude on you, to make a file on you because you criticize them. That is not only evil, it is against the law. And if people have done this at any level, Republican or Democrat, if people inside of the government have done this, and now we know courtesy of declassified files, they have done this, those people have to be arrested, put on trial, public trials, and sent to prison for the rest of their lives, because that is the situation that ends nations. That's not being dramatic. That ends nations. And I'll tell you something else. Might make you mad. Don't care. It should end nations. If the United States government turns that evil, if the United States government turns so evil that it opens up files on citizens who dare to criticize it, the United States government should collapse. It deserves to collapse. We are going to get to the big, beautiful bill and Trump and Musk and all these other things in a second. I'm going to move off of this. But I know no one else talked about this story today, at least not in any major way. They certainly didn't open up their show with it. I get that. I get that this wasn't the top of everybody's headline news today. This is the most important story in the world if you're an American citizen. And frankly, if you're in the UK, they're doing the same thing. Ireland, same thing. Canada, same thing. Germany, same thing. Western governments turning their guns inward against their own citizens is the most dangerous thing happening on the planet. Nothing else is even a close second. Nothing else sniffs it. That is the situation we need to focus on all the time. Let's move off it. I'm done. Sorry, got my blood up. Now we're going to talk about the big, horrible, big, beautiful bill. Sorry, we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's talk about your dog. You know what else is horrible? Burying your friggin' dog. Last one I had to bury myself was our black lab named Hank. And surprise, surprise, Hank, he died of cancer. Did you know that 50% of dogs who live to the age of 10 will die of cancer? Half the dogs in the country. Why do you think that is? Isn't that a little odd? They never get nutrition. Do you think that might happen to you if you never got any nutrition? Dogs don't get nutrition from dog food. Dog food is dead. There's nothing in it. It's why it lasts ages. So you don't have to change out the dog food. That's fine. It's empty calories, but sprinkle rough greens on it so you can have your dog longer. Or Meow Greens. They have Meow Greens for your cat. All natural. Nutritional supplement. You sprinkle it on your dog's food or your cat's food. You get to have your pet for longer. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Tuesday. I'm moving off of all that stuff. I know it was dark and heavy. I'm sorry, but it's something I'm hot on. So I'm moving off of it. We'll even discuss a little bit of the alligator Alcatraz and stuff later on in the show. But now let's go ahead and discuss the big news of the day, which is the big, beautiful bill, as it's known as. Remember, though, before we get to that, you can email the show, your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you'd like, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, what happened? The bill, the large bill passed in the Senate. Now, I'm going to go over some basics, and I know you probably already know most of this because you're hyper-informed. I get that. But some people get confused about things, so let me explain. The bill that's being passed, it's enormous. I got all that. But it's not a bill that requires 60 votes in the Senate. Okay, how is that humanly possible? I'm just going to put this in the most basic terms, okay? Well, there are rules for what you can and can't pass without 60 votes. I'm not going to bore you with those nerdy details, but I can't just come up with any bill I want if I'm a United States Senator, Senator Jesse. If I'm a United States Senator, I can't just come up with any bill I want and say, you know what? I don't want to have to get 60 votes. Let me just do like 50. This is just a 50 vote bill. That's not how it works. If you want to get a bill passed through the Senate and you don't want to have to get 60 votes, then your bill is limited, extremely limited. There are rules in what your bill is and is not allowed to do. So that's an important part of this discussion we're about to have. There are serious limits on this bill, serious limits on what it is allowed and not allowed to do. We don't have to go over those limits. It's not necessarily important, but understand that's why we're discussing 50 votes, 51 votes. J.D. Vance shows up today as vice president. Remember, a vice president is the head of the Senate, really. He can cast a tie-breaking vote, and they needed his vote, 51 vote. He was 51 today.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being evenly divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
Okay. So let's cover everything. Because there are limits on what this bill can and cannot do, there has been all kinds of massaging and corruption going on. Massaging the bill, hey, let's add a little of this, let's take a little of that, and just flat out naked corruption with members of the House and members of the Senate adding horrible, corrupt things into the bill. That's part of a bill. And let's get this right out of the gates. I understand the branding. I understand branding a bill as the big, beautiful bill. I get it. That's very much a Trump thing to do. He loves to do that stuff, and he's good at that stuff. I get it. But there is no such thing as a big bill that is beautiful, especially not from a Congress, from a government this corrupt and evil. It'd be like saying, how much makeup do I have to put on Joy Behar to make her beautiful? It's not humanly possible. It's not humanly possible to make a large bill, to get a large bill that is beautiful through this Congress. So what are the goals here? Well, for Donald Trump, his goals are quite simple. He wants to fulfill campaign promises. Donald Trump is thinking purely big picture here. He promised things like more border security, more deportations, no taxes on tips, things like that. You know his campaign promises. Donald Trump also understands that we are going to face headwinds at the midterms. We may lose the House in the midterms. History says we will. I don't know. The Democrats are so unpopular, maybe we won't. But if you're a president, all presidents, Democrat and Republican, they all think like this. They all think, I've got one bill. It's generally understood by American presidents, Republican or Democrat, they get a bill that has as much of their stuff in it as they want, and then they assume they won't get another one. They assume they'll lose the House at the midterms. They assume they've used up all their political capital for that. Barack Obama did this with Obamacare. Barack Obama twisted every single arm he possibly could. Remember, he had his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, poking his finger in the chest of Democrats in the shower. That's a rumor, but I'm pretty sure that's true. Poking people's chest in the shower to get Obamacare through. He never got another major bill through. It was his one-off. The first Trump term, his tax cuts, it was a one-off. Never got another major bill through. Presidents generally get one. If Trump seems desperate, is not really the word I'm looking for, but I'll use that word. You understand what I'm saying. If Trump seems desperate to get this thing done, we got to get it done. We got to get it done by the 4th. He is desperate to get it done. He thinks it's his one shot to fulfill the campaign promises he wants. So that's why he's pushing so hard. He's twisting arms. He's threatening anyone who votes against it with primaries. He is going all in because he feels like this is his one shot to get things done. Now, that's Trump's angle on this. We're going to set him aside for a minute. We'll come back to him because
Elon and him, they're having a big old, it's ugly, it's embarrassing again, but we'll get past that in a second. Now let's focus on Congress itself, the House and the Senate. The House of Representatives, they have something you've already heard of before known as the Freedom Caucus. If you are sitting here listening to the sound of my voice on the Jesse Kelly Show, you are probably a Freedom Caucus fan. The Freedom Caucus people are going to be, they're going to be your people. And you should feel good about this before we get into some of the ugliness. The caucus is growing. Remember, like we've talked about a million times, it's a caucus measuring contest. How big is your caucus? If you want to get things done, if you want to get things into a bill, if you want to stop a bill, well, if your caucus is two people, that caucus is too tiny. You're not going to be able to do any good with it. So the Freedom Caucus started out that way. It was just a tiny little caucus. But then because you've been getting more involved in primaries and we have more good people running, that caucus has slowly but surely started to swell and grow over time. It is now a caucus that has to be reckoned with. All the rhino types, they have to now address Freedom Caucus concerns. The caucus used to be so small, it could just get stomped on. They would just stomp on it and ignore it. That is no longer the case. The Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives, a lot of them didn't like a lot of the things that were in the bill originally. Remember, that's where this started. We're going to start from the beginning. The bill started in the House of Representatives. The Freedom Caucus guys went back and forth and back and forth with the more establishment types, the Mike Johnson types, and they got a lot of things they wanted. Not everything they wanted, but a lot of the things they wanted. We'll go over some of those things, then we'll discuss what happened in the Senate and why, and how we got here, and Trump and Elon. We're going to go over all this stuff, so just stay with me. Now, one of the main things before we get to all that, one of the main things the House of Representatives tried to do was they tried to repeal all of the Biden Green New Deal, Green New Scam stuff. I'm talking about all the horribly corrupt crap the Biden administration did, where they packed a lot of your taxpayer money into handouts for these ridiculous climate change mandates and electric vehicle stuff and all this stupid, insane stuff that does absolutely nothing except enrich the friends of Democrats. It does nothing for the climate, does none of those things. So that should be a no-brainer, right? That the GOP would get rid of that stuff, that the GOP would repeal that stuff. Not a no-brainer at all. There are a lot of GOPers who like that money coming back to their district. We'll talk about how much of it they tried to get rid of and what happened in the Senate. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Tuesday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, back to the how did we get to where we are right now? The bill, the quote, big, beautiful bill, passed the Senate. There's going to be a vote in the House tomorrow. I'll get to that in a little bit. We're kind of doing this chronologically. So the bill starts out on the House of Representatives. And there's a lot of garbage in it. I'm not going to go over all the details, but repealing the Green New Scam is kind of a gimme. I would think. Nope, not so much. Remember, the American people, this really comes down to the American people, a lot of this. So just keep that in mind. The American people, they don't care about spending, Washington spending. We have spent so many years in our country, in our education system, divorcing spending from people's pocketbooks, that the American people feel disconnected from Washington spending. They see a $500 billion bill, doesn't move the meter. When's the last time you got in an argument with your friends about the size of a bill in Washington, D.C.? You see a $1 trillion bill, people don't care. I know you care. I'm not talking about you, but the normies, the majority of Americans do not care. And so if you're a member of the House of Representatives, let's make it about me. Let's say I'm a Congressman Kelly, which we all know now that's never going to happen, but I'm Congressman Kelly. And let's say I don't care about my country at all, like most of these politicians don't. They care about themselves. Well, I have to run for re-election every 2 years. And people, because they don't care about spending, they want things. They like the government giving them things. And people are so stupid, they don't realize that's destroying the value of their money. They want government to give them things. If I'm running for re-election in my district in Texas, I've been elected a couple times. I'd like to stay elected. After all, I don't want to go have a real job. You know what looks great on a campaign ad? Looks absolutely spectacular. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a perfect example, and this is a real-life example, and I'm going to lie about the state, but the story's true, but I'm lying about the state. Recently, I was traveling to Louisiana. Remember, it wasn't Louisiana. I'm lying to protect names here. Traveled to Louisiana. I went into one of the major cities in Louisiana. We'll call it Baton Rouge. I went into Baton Rouge. Love that town. Went into Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And as I was driving by, I'd been to Baton Rouge many times before, noticed this gorgeous city park. Absolutely gorgeous. Out of place, it was so beautiful. Not that Baton Rouge is ugly, but it was obviously the newest part of town. Pull in with the kids. This is all true, except for the Louisiana part, except for the Baton Rouge part. Pull in with the kids. Wow, what is this freaking place? It was a brand new library and community center. Attached to it was the most ridiculous, ridiculous playground and splash park you have ever seen in your life. It had to be 3 or 4 acres, at least, maybe 5, maybe 10. It was enormous and brand new and vast. And guess what I found in this park? Because I was so fascinated. We just wanted to stretch our legs. We were road tripping. I just fascinated. How in the world did this place, how'd they budget for this? Well, Baton Rouge didn't budget for it. You know who did budget for it? The United States Senator from that state that wasn't Louisiana. In fact, there was even a big old plaque in the park naming him and thanking him for the brand new library, community center, splash park, and playground provided by who? You, the American taxpayer. And every single parent who walks into that park, every person who shows up to walk their dog, every kid who's there in the little splash park having a blast, they know exactly who to thank for it. The senator. The senator who stole your money, created a community center, and bought himself votes. Do you know how many people will go vote against that senator because of the waste of taxpayer money? Zero. Do you know how many will go in and vote for him because he brought back home that cheddar? A lot. The American taxpayer, normie and norma, they don't care about Washington spending. In fact, they want more of it. That's a true story. The Louisiana part, again, is a lie, but that's a very true story. So the Green New Deal of Joe Biden, you hated it, I hated it. All this ridiculous taxpayer money handed out to all these, subsidizing this and subsidizing that and this green company and that green company. You rolled your eyes. You hated the whole thing, but GOPers, not all of them hated it because they got to bring something home to their district. Let's say you're a Republican in Oklahoma. Let's say you're a district. They have a large solar panel company that does business in your district. You brought home a whole bunch of cheddar cheese to that solar panel company. They are now providing you with fundraisers, political donations, thanking you. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Congressman. Appreciate the little boost. You don't want to repeal that money. That money is how you get to stay in power. Voters don't vote you out for spending too much. Voters will keep you there for giving them things. The best we got out of the House version of the big, beautiful bill, the best we got was a 60% cut in the Green New Deal. I know that's embarrassing. It's pathetic. It's an indictment not just on the GOP. It's an indictment on the GOP primary voter, really the norm and norma voter. Really, that's the truth, but that is what it was. The bill that passed the House of Representatives repealed 60% of the Green New Deal, meaning the GOP kept into place 40% of Joe Biden's Green New scam. It's awful. It's horrible. But hold on. The story actually gets worse. You see, the bill passed the House of Representatives, then it went to the United States Senate. The bill that passed today, do you know how much of the Green New scam it repealed? 30%. We already had an embarrassing number, only 60%. Now it's 30. We'll talk some more about this and the nitty-gritty of it. Before we talk about that, let me talk to you about, well, I want you to listen to this email. Jesse, I've been taking Shilajit, that's a natural herbal supplement, not a cuss word, Chad Mode, and chocolate powder for every day for over 2 weeks. You got to push this stuff more. They are amazing. When I tell you chalk will make you feel better, it'll make your day better, it'll make your life better, I 100% mean it. Maybe you don't want a male vitality stack. Maybe you don't want to spend the money. I get that. Maybe you don't want a female vitality stack. I get that. Allow me to introduce you to the chalk starter kit, I call it. Chocolate powder. Set everything else aside. Go get a bag of chocolate powder. It's obviously it's chocolate, but it's packed full of vitamins and minerals, and the chocolate's not bad for you. It's not Reese's Cups, although those are delicious. Start your day, every day for a month, with chocolate powder, and tell me how you feel. I'm telling you, this chalk is miraculous. It has changed my life. It's changed the lives of so many people who listen to this show. Huge summer savings. Call them, text them. 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back with more of this ugliness. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.